This is Love the Russell Talk Price Radio. Morning. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. BeThereMagazine.com. Our special guest is going to be Soul Wings. Soul Wings. Anthony's going to be on in just a little bit. Stand by for him. He has the greatest Soul Wings that you ever want to taste. He's been in business for quite a long time, but he does everything the best that he can do. And today we're going to be talking about the Soul Wings. Soul Wings of D.C. And also, don't hesitate to be there. Be there. April 30th at Charlie's. The mayor is scheduled to stop by. We've got Sisters in Motion is going to be there. They possibly going to sing a song. We also have Jewel Elliott. Everybody will be there. So don't miss this one. It's going to be a serious, serious networking event. Black Card After Work. Black Card After Work. Be there to make sure that you get your black card. Make sure that the black card is in your wallet. Don't leave home without it. Without the black card, where would you be? In D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Where would you be without the black card? Tell me, do you have your black card on you? Do you have your black card now? We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Our special guest, Soul Wings, but he is so busy with that grill. Them chicken wings are so powerful that he is making them as fast as he can. But we got his assistant on the line. Call you on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. How are you?
Yes. Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
First off, tell us who you are and what your relationship is to the famous Soul Wings.
I'm Manana. The relationship is co-owner of Original Soul Wings and Anthony's business partner.
Excellent. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on our newsmaker line. We've heard so much about the Soul Wings. Give us some history and background. Since you're the co-owner, give us some history and background how you...
Okay, it started back in 2009. We had a restaurant out in Clinton, a social restaurant called Princeton's Place. What happened was we was not selling wings at all. So when we did decide to sell wings, we were selling like baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, yams, you know, the main soul food items. We didn't sell wings. And when we started to sell wings for an event we did, the customers was like, wow. They was like, these wings are really good. It was like, take everything off the menu and keep the Soul Wings on. And we was like, okay. So we put the wings on like a week later, and then next thing you know, people start ordering the wings. They start ordering it for their parties, start ordering for their events. And next thing you know, Anthony decided to named the business Soul Wings. So Soul Wings got birthed back in about 2009 from Clinton when we had that restaurant. And ever since then, we just, you know, we just been doing events, catering, opening up different spots with the name Soul Wings, but our main item is the actual wings because of how we do it. It's a special batter that that Anthony created that makes the wings have this really good taste.
Wow, that is superb, because people like wings. Wings are such a staple in the African-American community. Everywhere you go, there's chicken wings, all kind of chicken wings, different styles, different tastes. What makes a chicken wing so popular?
What makes ours good is, first, you don't need sauce. You don't need, like, buffalo sauce, ranch dressings. You don't need anything. That's how good it is because of the way we do the wings. We marinate the wings. Then, like I said, we use a special batter that we create to create the wings to give it this really good taste. So that makes the wings, like, when you bite into it, it has this really good taste that's just really good, that keeps the customers coming back and back and back. It's so good. We tell customers you don't need any sauce.
Preference on the wing part. Some people like the drumette part. They like the flat part. At Soul Wing, can you specifically get just the flat part if you wanted just that, or you have to get the whole wing?
Yes, yes. We have customers that comes during lunchtime and ask for, can we just have just the flat part, and we give it to them. They don't want the drum. Can we have four flats? And we give it to them. You know, we try to make the customer happy and give them what they want.
That is an excellent, excellent, excellent customer service aspect of your business. People want, we're going to take a break. I want you to stay on Newsmaker Line. When we come back, I want you to talk about the location, what's the peak hours, where they can get the actual wings catered, and do you deliver? We'll be right back with Soul Wings and the owner. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Ain't no stopping now.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so nervous. Hello?
Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show, it's all about you. It's networking on the radio, on our Newsmaker Line. The owner, the co-owner, give us your full name again.
Hello? Mignano.
Hello? Give us your full name again.
My name, Mignano Williams.
Mignano Williams. Mignano Williams, yes. It's such a pleasure and an honor to have you on the Newsmaker Line. Give us the aspect of catering and also delivery. Do you deliver wings to customers, and catering aspect? How do they go about getting you to be a caterer? Give us the website, the phone number, and do you deliver wings to people?
Yes. Okay, yes, we do deliver. Currently, we have a food truck that stays down at 17 DC Village Lane Southwest, where we do breakfast and lunch from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. Customers can come there and get breakfast. They can come there and get lunch. As far as delivery, we do deliver within the D.C. area if three or more customers order. So we do deliver from the food truck.
Are you available for office parties? Say someone.
Yes, we do office parties. We do catering. So if it's after hours and we're not on the food truck, we do come out and do catering. We do events. We do office parties. And if anyone, you know.
Now, on your menu, is the wings is the only thing on the menu, or do you still have other things? You mentioned breakfast.
No, oh, no. Like for breakfast. Yeah, yes. On the food truck for breakfast, we do shrimp and grits, pancakes. You can get French toast, egg and cheese, breakfast sandwiches. waffles. We have a whole breakfast menu, and then for lunch, it's the wings, of course, but then you have steak and cheese, chicken cheese steak. We do sides like baked macaroni and cheese, collard greens, jams, French fries, sauteed green beans. So we have an actual whole menu. The wings is just our main item. That's our main item.
Well,
that's the name of the business.
You have a serious business. I admire you so much because our cuisine is falling by the wayside. You very seldom hear people talk about Southern cuisine. Southern cuisine is not on the top of the food chain. So I commend you for even doing what we call Southern cuisine, macaroni and cheese, cheesesteak. I'm from Philadelphia. Cheesesteak is a staple in Philadelphia. A good cheesesteak is worth its weight in gold. And in Washington, D.C., it's hard to find a good cheesesteak. So if you're doing that, it's commendable to bring that aspect to Washington, D.C. Also, I want to ask you about the food truck. How did you see the vision on the food truck? Because the food truck, especially for African Americans, was not a visionary aspect years ago. People did not even entertain having a food truck. It seems in our culture we were not comfortable with eating from a food truck, and then food trucks exploded. Give us your background on how you had the vision to get a food truck.
Well, actually, 3 years ago, the lot that we're on, we don't own the food truck. We rent the food truck, okay? And when we saw this food truck 3 years ago, we've been trying to get that food truck. Even when the food truck bang started, we've been trying to get the food truck because we had a vision. We knew that, okay, it's a lot of different companies surrounded the food truck, even though it stayed in that one spot. We knew that, okay, if we can just get our food on this food truck, we're going to do good. We're going to sell. And 3 years later, the blessing happened. We was blessed to finally be able to rent that food truck out from the owner to sell our product. And it's Job Corps around there. Homeland Security is not far from there. You have Blue Plains. There's a lot of different business. Metro Bus Lot. So 3 years ago, we saw the vision to serve all those customers surrounded a food truck. And now that vision is coming to pass.
Wow. I am a good advocate of anyone who has a food truck now because it's convenient. People love it. They walk up to the food truck, and if you can get breakfast,
the lines are off the chain
at your food truck.
They love it. They love it because there's not a lot of eateries around that area where the food truck is, and it's just been a blessing to be able to serve, you know, Metro, the Police Academy, the Job Corps customers, so many people. You know, it started off slow, but the more we started marketing and doing advertising, it got better, got easier, and it's going to continue to get better as long as we do our part. So it's been going good. And then we do our concessions, we do our events also, which is going pretty well.
What are your hours of operation every day?
Sure, it's 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. Those are the hours
that... Including Sunday, or you close on Sunday?
No, Monday through Fridays. On the weekends, we do events, and we do a lot of catering on the weekends.
So you are extremely busy. You're cooking all the time. When do you start?
Yep, we do.
You cook. Give us the aspect of restaurants in the D.C. area, and by you being a restaurateur, what is the actual meat of having a restaurant? Why do so many restaurants don't make it? Why do restaurants basically aren't surviving in the nation's capital, especially African-American-owned restaurants? Why are you so successful and other restaurants aren't making it? What's the key factor to a restaurant today?
I would say having awesome customer service, being able to serve the customer, and not only that, having a good product that your customers is going to like, your customers is going to want to come back for more. So those are the two things that I would say, customer service and being able to serve the customer and also having a good, wonderful product. And then you know
I
what?
Agree.
You have
if
some
you
people
have
who go into the industry just to make money, but it's not their vision, it's not their passion. Anthony, on the other hand, he's been doing food. He's been in the industry all his life, for at least 30, it's been about 30 years now. So he serves with passion. He does everything with passion. It's in him. So when he go out and do and open up, like, different restaurants for people, or even if he's doing it for us, like a catering or event, it's a special way of how he do it and how he wants the employees and the people that's working with him to do it too, and the customers like it. Because we don't do it, of course, we want to make money, but we do it with passion. I like to say service with passion, and the customers like that. That's why we get repeat customers.
And you have said a mouthful when it comes to food and service and customers. People go to a restaurant. I personally, if I go to a restaurant and I order a meal, I can tell by the presentation of the food and the way the food tastes whether it was made with love. Some food had no love in it, no passion, no aspect of caring. It's just a bologna sandwich, or it's just a eggs and scrambled eggs with cheese and macaroni and cheese. There's no macaroni and cheese. Everybody can't make macaroni and cheese. There's
right.
macaroni and cheese, and there's macaroni and cheese made with love. Cheeses, butter, cream.
We like to say cooking
right.
is an art.
It's an art. It's an art. And everybody
yeah.
can't do it. And everybody think they can do it, but they can't. And I just coded some places, and I try to patronize a lot of places. And I also try to make sure people are advertised and promoted properly. But if your product is not promotable, you have to have something that's promotable. That's why I commend you and Anthony on what you're doing. It's promotable. I hope you can make it on Thursday. We're having the mayor come by at Charlie's Restaurant and Grill.
Okay.
Over in Georgia Avenue, 7303 Georgia Avenue. However, I just hope you can make it there to talk about your product, talk about what you do and how they can get in touch with you, because people are looking for a good, good, good chicken wing, macaroni and cheese, all the things that you have on your menu. People are looking for it. They want to taste it. They want to make sure that it's extremely good, and that's what you have. It's quite apparent, even though he's so busy this morning. You see how business are. He's busy this morning.
I went past there this morning.
Papa time?
Lunchtime and breakfast.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're there in the food truck from 6 a.m. until 4, but it gets busy like around this time for breakfast, and then it gets busy again like around between 12:30 and 2 for lunch.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, give us what you see the future of Soul Wings and where you want to take this company and this restaurant to another level. Give us where you're going in 2017. We'll be right back. Ain't no stopping us now. This is the Russell Price Morning Show.
Business and multiple stadiums throughout the U.S. University of Maryland.
Welcome back. It's all about you. Networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show on the planet. Visiting thousands every morning, telling you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Our special guest this morning, Soul Wings. Tell us where you're going in 2017. Let's go 2 years ahead. Caller, you on the air? Caller, you on the air? Caller, you on there?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Go ahead. Hi.
This is Mignana. I think we got disconnected.
Okay. Fantastic. Give us your futuristic aspect of where the company's going in the year 2017 or 2020.
Okay, sure. We plan to be in multiple stadiums within the D.C. area and also outside of D.C., both like professional and also minor league. We plan to have more contracts within the next couple of years.
Fantastic. That's a big on taking right there. What about tailgate parties and football parties and Super Bowl aspects of that? Do you do that at all?
Yeah, we do that. We do cater for football parties. In fact, we have a catering event this Saturday for the it's a fight, I believe it's a Mayweather fight. So we do have a catering party for that. We have to serve for that. But when I say stadiums, like we have a contract, I don't know if you heard of the D.C. Grays, where we sell our food at those baseball games. And we also do different baseball games for the minor league and little league within the D.C. metro area. But now we want to go and do it on a bigger scale, like on a professional level. We have a contract with University of Maryland, so hopefully we're trying to get in there for this season and just continue to grow. That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're working on. We just want to be able to serve our food not only from a restaurant or a food truck, but serve it everywhere. So that's part of us growing, and that's what, you know, we would like to continue to do.
That is excellent. What about someone who's in Philadelphia, New York? Is there a way that they can get wings shipped to them?
We can ship to them, but if it's an event there, you know, we would love to go to that state and do it. As far as shipping, I mean, hey, whatever it takes to get the product to the customer, we'll make it happen. So if someone wanted in a different state, we'll get it to them.
Excellent. But you also want to travel to another state to take your wings for an event.
Yeah, we do that now. Matter of fact, the event season just started. So we go, matter of fact, they have a wing competition in Pennsylvania next month, and we're going. So we actually do, like, go to different states, different places, and set up with our grill, with our fryer, and sell our food. I don't know if you heard of Adams Morgan Day, which is in D.C. every year.
I have. Yeah, we cover that. D.C. Magazine covers that every year.
Okay, we go. We're a vendor at Adams Morgan Day. And just how they have that in D.C., they have it outside of D.C. at different states, events like that. And that's what we do. We go and set up and sell our food to the public.
Now, what about the men or the women of lower state, someone who is extremely hungry, don't have a lot of money? Chicken wings seems to be something that most people who are in need of something to eat can afford. What is your price point for, say, three chicken wings?
For three chicken wings, we give it to them for like $2.50. And these are the wingettes I'm talking about. We do the wingettes. We don't do the whole wings unless requested. But we do, like, the wingettes. That's what we sell. And if someone don't have a lot of money, we can work with them. That's no problem.
That seems to be one of the staples in the African American community is three chicken wings for $2.50. Like you say, that's somebody can afford that. They can go, you know, and get that immediately if they're hungry. And that's why they sell so many chicken wings in the African American. It's affordable. It's something that you can eat that will satisfy your palate and does not cost a lot of money. In your case, not only is it affordable, but it's tasty. And it's unique, and it's not just your average chicken wing. We're talking about a chicken wing made with love and a special recipe, and that's what you're about. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, I want you to give us your closing statement. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll be right back.
Sabrina. ready to eat my bagel. Do I need to check my book talk? Oh. Yes.
Welcome back. Soul Wings, give us the actual name of the business. We want to get the name correct. We want the website and the phone number.
Sure. It's Original Soul Wings with a Z. And the website is originalsoulwings.com. The phone number is 202-367-0327 or 202-27-7769. And our email address is soulwingsdc@gmail.com.
Excellent. Also, the Original Soul Wings, the black card is honored there. If the black card, present the black card, what percentage can an individual get off if they shop there with you?
10%. Yes.
Heard it. The Original Soul Wings, present your black card, get 10% off. We have the magnificent 2,000 black card holders. Come out April 30th, 7303 Georgia Avenue, meet the black card holders after work, and meet Original Soul Wings. This has been a pleasure and an honor. Give us your closing statements.
I would like to say thank you guys for having me on the radio, and I would love for you guys to come out to 17 DC Village Lane and try our food out. And thanks for everybody who's been supporting us.
Excellent. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. See you on the radio. Our guest on Friday will be Harry Thomas, the former D.C. Council member, will give us his insight of where he's going and where he's been. Don't miss this one. It's going to be a big one.